This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Hope you have fun. Hope you're safe and make smart decisions out there. And hopefully one of them is to call us right now at 412-928-9370. That's the number. You can also tweet me at KD Pomp. I'm behind the microphone. It's Bill Steinbach Jr., a.k.a. Pomp Jr., behind the glass. He'll be taking your call when you call, and there's always a lot to talk about. Our show is brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, health for all. PNC Bank, make today the day. And number one Cochran, always driven in style by number one Cochran, go one better. All right, we have a lot to get into. There, of course, the aftermath of the killer bees. That's all caps. Killer bees. And what happened with both Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. And now it's the post-killer bee era as they move forward. And in many ways, it could be one of the things that has a positive impact. I know you'll never replace the production those guys provide, but given all the things that have happened along the way, you wonder if it is actually a good thing to move forward beyond those two players. And the Steelers made some signings today. We'll talk more about those as we go along. Dante Moncrief is a guy who has not played with the best quarterbacks. He had Andrew Luck for 1 year, I believe, in Indianapolis. And then after that, he goes to Jacksonville, Blake Bortles. But still managed 21 touchdowns, over 200 catches. He can be a good number two guy to Juju Smith-Schuster. We'll see how that goes. And Steve Nelson was a guy who was the most targeted cornerback in NFL last year. Most targeted. They had him on the inside. He played nickel. They moved him to the outside, and he stood up to that pressure. Four interceptions, which, by the way, is more than any Steeler defensive back since Troy Polamalu in 2010. So that should be an upgrade opposite Joe Hayden, you would think. He also was very good in the tackle department, 15 pass defenses along with the four picks. However, he was one of the most penalized guys. But again, if you're going to be targeted a lot in a game that calls pass interference as much as it does, with the exception, of course, of New Orleans and that playoff game, you're going to have your share of penalties as well. But overall, I think that's a pretty good signing for the Steelers. We'll see how it impacts them. We'll go on with them. I also want to bring up the Penguins, who I think have some very interesting decisions as they move forward. You know, they keep on winning, but so too does Washington and the New York Islanders. 7 points for the Penguins. That's 2 behind New York. That's 4 behind the Capitals. And all of this is within grasp. The Penguins can still win this division. Right behind them is Columbus and Carolina, both with 83, both 1-2 wild card. But what a game last night. Carolina outshot Columbus in Columbus 46-20. And in the second period specifically, it was Carolina with 22 shots on goal, Columbus just 2. And yet Columbus won the game 3-0. Bobrovsky was at his best last night. That's a big win for Columbus. But the Penguins got decisions. When Letang is back, when Olli Maatta comes back, specifically on defense, who sits? They've been getting good production from just about everyone there. So tell me who your choice to sit is on this team right now. Because Letang and Dumoulin will be your number one pairing. Schultz and Johnson, and by the way, Jack Johnson has shown himself to be a very solid defenseman in the last 2 months, really. He got off to a terrible start here. But so Schultz and Johnson, those are 3-4. If you have Maatta as your top six, he plays with who? Pettersson, Gudbranson, Ruido, Ricola, Trotman. All those guys have played well in response, but I think it's got to be Maatta and Pettersson, who I think has played very well. The thing about Jim Rutherford, he not only made some really shrewd moves, as it looks right now, Pettersson for Sprong, who was benched a handful of times in Anaheim. Pettersson's only 22 years old. Then he goes and makes that deal with the Florida Panthers. And you talk about robbery and salvaging something that was not working in his favor with Derek Brassard, who clearly didn't want to be here. You bring in 22-year-old Jared McCann and 26-year-old Nick Bjugstad. Those two guys have combined now for 22 points, I believe. Brassard has four since this trade was made. McCann, plus nine goals, four assists. I mean, what can you say? That has really given them an energy boost when they needed it the most. And if you saw the game the other night against the Capitals, it was Jared McCann who single-handedly turned that game around when he picked Evgeny Kuznetsov and changed everything, including the tenor of the crowd, which was dead at the time, and Washington was leading 2-0. So we have a lot to talk about there. We'll get into some hoop stuff later. Major League Baseball rule changes. Josh and I were talking about that. We'll continue that a little bit later. In the meantime, let's talk. This is your place to do it, 412-928-9370. Be sure to join us for the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown, KDK-TV, every Sunday night at 11:35. Always have a lot of great topics there, and by then we're going to know who's in the field of 68. Yes, 68, March Madness. It will be maddening. A lot of upsets already. Let's go to Tom in Brentwood, who kicks us off today. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good. What's going on?
Good. It's always good to talk to you, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just think I sort of agree with you, if that was your opinion, that the Steelers are going to be probably better without the two.
I didn't necessarily say better, but I think it's time to move on, and I think they could be
right.
Better than what people – that's how I phrase that, better than what people think, because right now people think that they're going to take a hit, which they will from a production point of view. But I think overall – you know, all you have to do is look at some of the teams that have done well with without some of the star talent around the league.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to get at. I think that they relied too much on those two, and without them, some of these other players, and they're going to get some good players coming in too. It's not like they left for, well, they did sort of leave for nothing, but they are going to get some good players, and they've proven that they can rebuild, and they didn't win any Super Bowls with these guys.
That's true. That's true. And I'm also, Tom, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of miffed at how the national sports media has piled on Ben Roethlisberger, who has not said a word in this offseason yet, you know, for comments he made on his radio show. That's what he was supposed to do when you have a show. I mean, he's given opinions that you won't probably get anywhere else. Some of these guys with thin skin, Mr. Big Chest has Mr. Thin Skin, as Joe Starkey likes to say, and I agree with that. But what has Ben Roethlisberger done? Sports Illustrated puts together a column about a guy named Josh Harris. Who's Josh Harris? And who is he to make a claim that Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose and he knew that? Well, how do you know that? Show it. Back it up. Give me some proof beyond your take. You were here for 10 minutes. And then you have Isaac Redman, who claims he was misquoted. And other than that, that's the best you can do? How many players has Ben Roethlisberger played with over the years? And that's the best you can do for finding people who don't like him in the locker room? I don't get it.
Well, it's easy to beat on Ben Roethlisberger. It's been going on around here for years, but they'll miss him when he's gone, that's for sure.
No doubt on that. Thanks, Tom.
But thanks, Bob.
All right. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Gary in Pittsburgh before we take our first break of the hour. What's up, Gary?
Hey, hi, Bob. How you doing, sir?
What's up today?
Not too much. Very quickly, before we get into anything specific, I listened to you talk to Cook and Joe in the mornings on Mondays, okay?
Yep.
And I've been hearing and following the Woodpecker situation.
Oh, God.
Have you resolved that?
Temporarily, yes. But I have backups. I'm ready for Plan B if he comes back.
All right, real quickly, buy a rubber snake, a little like a, you know, like a toy snake you see in a, you know, like a, you know, a cheap store, and put those wherever he is, and he will be gone. I guarantee it.
So you want me to climb up on a ladder to my second floor, which I'm scared of ladders anyway, and put a rubber snake.
I wasn't sure where he was at.
Somebody will put that on their cell phone video, and it'll come out, especially if I'm yelling at that woodpecker at the time. So
All right, well, just a thought on that one. But back to what we're talking about, the Steelers. What is your take with the Ben extension? What do you think is going on there?
I thought it was done, and I thought they were going to announce it this week, Gary. I don't know. There could be just a couple of things in there that have to change, whatever. But I'm still of the belief that it's going to be done and announced soon.
Yeah. And what do you think about Justin Houston coming in? What's your take on that?
Well, I would have said that has more viability to it if the Steelers had let go of Bud Dupree. But because they brought him back on that fifth year and did not move away from him, $9.2 million for him, that to me makes it no way possible to bring in Justin Houston.
But yeah, I would agree.
We keep hearing his name. I'm not sure why exactly, but.
Yeah. And lastly, what do you think about Tomlin getting an extension? Or do you think it's, in my opinion, I think it's time to move on from him. I really do.
I think this will be a big year for him, Gary, and I think they're not going to do anything until they see how it goes, I think. But you don't know. Normally, this is the offseason in which he gets one. We'll find out if it happens or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just let it go and see what happens after this year.
Yeah, I think it's time to get past this three coaches in 50 years. Just because it's worked in the past, I don't think it's working anymore.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
I got you, Gary. Thank you. But I will say this.
Thank you, Bob.
I mean, the success, if before you get to any playoff situation, you got to win in the regular season. And for the most part, Mike Tomlin has done that. Now, the playoff wins have been down. But I want to that'll transition me into another topic. Cleveland, how sold are you on the Browns right now? Because the betting odds are the Browns not only are going to win the AFC North, but they may go far in the playoffs. We haven't even gotten to the draft yet. Do you buy that? Let me know. 412-928-9370. We're taking a break. Come back with more on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And before I do that, it's time for my friends at Window Nation to tell you about their latest deal, which is a good deal, by the way. If you know that spring is closing in, temperatures are warming up, which means you need to do something about your windows. Are they tough to open? Have you ever looked at your windows and tried to open them? Are they cracked? Are they drafty? Well, those are all signs that you need new windows. So I'm asking you now to spring into action for huge Window Nation savings. You're going to get two free windows for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four free. There's no limit. Plus, you get a house of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. Now, when you think about that, it's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of gas or milk. Now is the time to take advantage of a limited time offer. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door combination designs engineered to tame the wild weather conditions that we've gone through during the winter. All with A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. That's important. It just doesn't get any better than that. Two windows, two free. There is no limit. Plus, get a house of windows for as low as $69 a month. But I got to tell you, you got to hurry because this offer will not last long. What you do is call Window Nation. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. Do it right now. It's 866-90-NATION or online, windownation.com. PA, license 10461.